Get out. Get out.
Epic finish for an epic song and an epic segment. Yet again, thank you, Mr. Stoddard Blackall. You've done it. You've superseded yourself as per usual. A very very talented musician. And he happens to do comedy as well. StoddardBlackall.com does all the music for the show. For the show. That's an Ed Sullivan. Ugh. Sorry. Bad Ed Sullivan. No one does that. No one. Do you know? You know.
Yeah.
Do other people know? Ed Sullivan?
Yeah.
He's a ghost now. He's dead. Sorry. Oh, paranormal talk.
Segue.
We're doing a geek out again.
A bad segue.
Team A here, M&V. We do a YouTube channel, Reactions. Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel. Simmer Mike's all caps, like we're shouting at you. If you know that, then you're here for that. It's the month of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
October, basically, more or less, if you're hearing this. And if it isn't, then it's going to be relevant if you like paranormal stuff regardless. But
yes.
We're doing this as a build up to the actual day of Halloween. It's the 31st of October. Not today, but it will be soon. And when that day comes, we're going to be ready. And by ready, I mean not only costume-wise, but ready as in how to fight. Not fight. Do you know, did you look up how to stop any of these things? Or did you just look up what they are?
Short of, like, exorcism? No.
Okay, so knowing your enemy and understanding your enemy is effective at trying to defeat them. So although we don't have effective methods of defeating, I don't think ghosts are the enemy. Well,
no,
some of them are.
Some of them are.
The point is, we're doing basically like a four-part kind of a thing leading up to the spoopy times of Halloween.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
We've got a sort of, what's the best way to put this? Well, V here is massively obsessed with Halloween, as am I, but you're more
yes.
Halloween than I am. You're super Halloween.
I'm Halloween 365 days of the year, Halloween.
And I'm Halloween like 6 months out of the year, like... a few months before Halloween, and then even like during Christmas, I'm still Halloween, like because of Nightmare Before Christmas. So like I'm very much of that philosophy that Christmas and Halloween blend together.
Yeah,
and I like that idea of ghouls and elves hanging out. Like it's very Lord of the Rings. Like, and I'm a nerd, so I dig that. So for me, the paranormal is very. It's, you know, you grow up watching spooky movies and horror stories, and even experiencing it yourself.
Yep.
At times. And on
mm-hmm.
this show, we've talked about paranormal encounters we've had. I've talked about my ghost stories. We've had other people talk about in the past, other co-hosts, guests, people we've worked with before.
Mm-hmm.
And this segment, we're going to the part one. It's part one of the spoopy paranormal research and development. No,
oh,
wait.
Boy.
No, just research. No developments, unless we're going to figure that out later. And that basically is the... basics. Sorry. The basics. Sorry. I forgot the fucking title at the beginning. Paranormal studies. No, sorry. The paranormal. The basics. Big finish. Big start. Big finish. So V here's done the research. And basically you've found out the basics of what is going on in the paranormal world. What people need to know if they're going in blind.
Kind of. I have found... and there's some subcategories here that I'm not going to delve into, but basically the six types of hauntings that exist.
It's hard to start on something that's so massive. Because
yeah.
Because it's really like we're, this is literally our first step into a much larger,
yeah,
creepy world. And since Halloween's coming, it's perfect.
Putting this whole thing into like bare bones.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
it's easier to digest. We're doing this in sort of like an outline of what the basics are in going into the world of paranormal. So
mm-hmm.
if you're curious, like, what are the basics? Like a how-to paranormal for dummies. Like, how do you do this, right? So here's how you paranormal. Here's how you understand. This is the setup. So you're dealing with different kind of spectral spooks, and you're also dealing
yes.
with different types of hauntings.
Well, yes and no. The type of... entity you are dealing with determines what type of haunting it is.
Can you have a haunting that doesn't have an actual entity attached to it?
Yes.
Interesting.
And that is something I will get to in a moment.
Fantastic. Love it.
But first, the first and probably most common type of haunting is an intelligent haunting.
Oh, that's the one we all know, right?
What do you think that is?
That would probably be the one where the ghost is like aware. It's like going, Mike, wake the fuck up. You're gonna die. I'm like, what? And it's the ghost of my grandpa. He's a dick.
I mean, oh boy. I mean, yes and no. It means that they are, that the ghost, which is usually a dead human person.
Right. Usually.
Is responsive, or they're seeking attention.
Wait, you can have a you can have a ghost of an animal, right? That's true?
Yes.
Holy shit.
So.
Ghost animals. Like tracking you down, chasing you?
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like I've had a ghost cat following me for a while.
That's
I'm
probably.
Not even kidding you. Like a cat from my childhood that just hasn't left me. Yeah, it's weird, right? Like I swear I felt this cat, like no matter where I've lived, I felt like a, maybe because I grew up with cats, but I always felt like there was a weird cat presence around me. Like
that's
always
funny.
Lying, like I always felt like I had to move my legs because there was a cat lying down on the bed. That could just be psychosis.
Huh.
But yeah, what were you saying?
So that means that they can respond to you. They can, they're generally seeking attention, so they can turn lights on and off.
Oh.
Move, hide objects.
Oh, so they're like the
make
the,
noises.
They're like the baby in the family. Those ghosts, they're like the youngest child in the family. They want all the attention they want.
Kind of. They generally need like either assistance moving on.
Ah.
Or they have unfinished business.
Sixth Sense style.
Or they could, yes, like the Sixth Sense, they could be interacting with you because they think you're a person and they don't know they're dead. You know, they're just trying to interact
sad.
With a person.
That's something that you never think about when you're thinking about the spookies and the ghosties, that like they like the fact that like they're just they got killed when they were just like walking up the stairs,
mm-hmm.
like something fell on their head and they died, but they happened so fast they didn't notice
they're
ghosts.
Figured out they're
so
dead
the ghost
yet.
Just kept walking up the stairs. Next thing you know, it's 2018. They're like, what the fuck is going on? I was just walking up the stairs. And it's like, yeah, you're dead. Dude, how long have I been dead? Forever. Like, you've been dead for, like, hundreds of years, and you're still here. Well, this sucks. That's, like, to not be aware of your own haunting. It's like, you know, Bruce Willis's Sixth Sense, again, a great example of sort of getting into the psychology of what
mm-hmm.
it might be like for a human to transition into ghosty times.
Yeah.
Which I don't want that. Does anyone actually want to? Do you want to be a ghost? I've never asked you that. Have you ever wanted? When you die, do you want to be a ghost and hang around, or do you want to just like say, "Fuck it, I'm going to space"?
No, I don't think so. I personally believe in reincarnation.
Oh, cool.
So I wouldn't want to hang around. I would rather go on to my next life.
So, you don't think there is a such thing as reincarnation?
No, I do.
But you just don't want
to
do it.
No, I don't want to stick around as a ghost. I would rather move on to my next life.
Yeah, right? Why would you want to linger as a, like, unless, of course, it, you know, you had the unfinished business thing. Which
yeah.
I hate that. Because, man, that's like, I'm so OCD that if, oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen. I'm so OCD, I die, and then it's like, oh, wait, I forgot to turn the thing off. And now, oh, fuck. So I'm in a perpetual loop of trying to turn whatever the thing. No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
No, I got to get my problem solved before that happens.
Next one.
Yeah, please.
It's a residual haunting. What do you think that is?
Ooh. Okay, so residual haunting. A memory? More of like not an active haunting, but like an idea of a haunting?
Yes.
More or less?
Yes.
Like the the energy is there.
See, so there's that whole scientific thing that energy doesn't appear or disappear or it's not created or destroyed.
Yeah,
it just changes form.
Matter and energy cannot be created nor
right?
destroyed. It simply changes form. Yeah, you're right.
A residual haunting is when event energy is so powerful that it imprints on the atmosphere of a place.
Yeah.
For example, there are a lot of cases of haunted footsteps or haunted staircases and phantom footsteps.
Yeah.
And those are more often than not residual hauntings only because of the number of times people go up and down stairs and the energy that's expelled in doing so.
Okay.
So
try it again. My brain is having a hard time wrapping it around that concept.
Let's say a hotel is a good example.
Oh, like The Shining.
The only paranormal activity that this hotel has is hearing footsteps go up, or you could even see an apparition.
Whoa, yeah, right.
And let's say the owner the original owner of the hotel walked up and down that same set of stairs multiple times a day, every day for 80 years until they passed away.
Okay.
That energy is so prevalent in that location that you might see the owner and hear him walking up the stairs, but he can't interact with you because it's just
a
this
loop.
Energy randomly getting powerful enough to create itself in that form,
like
whether it's audio or visual.
I mean, like, and I hate to reference The Shining again, but I remember when I was reading the book, they said something about how it's like a rerun on TV. It's like it's not really there. It's not really happening. It's just that energy is still happening over and over again. And I got to admit, there's been some places where, and I think a lot of people can agree, you've walked in somewhere and it felt weird.
It felt heavy.
And you're like, what? I don't really believe in this stuff, but what is this? Like, what is this weirdness I'm feeling here? And it could just be psychosomatic, but I try to err on the side of more skepticism. I want to believe, but I feel like all the evidence that I've seen hasn't been good enough evidence, and I feel like it's hard to quantify or qualify something that exists quite possibly in another realm of existence. How do you really How do you really transcend that? And if your equipment is based in this reality and these entities have gotten trapped between things, let's say, how do you begin to dissect and even like if we have technology based in this reality, how would we even know how to go into that one? We'd have to
find
a way to get that reality's antimatter shit to, I don't know, how do you even begin to wrap your brain around the L. Ron Hubbardness of it all? Sorry.
Okay, well, in the
next
wait, one
wrong choice. No, how about the Peter Jackson? No, god damn it. Never mind, go ahead.
The next one actually answers the question you asked earlier when you asked if you can have a haunting without a ghostie at all.
Can
any
you?
Sort of
or
paranormal
or
entity necessarily. Poltergeist.
Poltergeists, huh? The bird ghosts, eh?
No.
I'm familiar.
Poltergeist.
I've dealt with many bird ghosts in my day.
No, so poltergeists often have a human agent.
Oh, right.
It's
so,
a living
yes.
person.
So it's like, God. Well, okay, the movie Poltergeist, Steven Spielberg, obvi. So you got Poltergeist, and what's going on there? Because that's a very different, that's a haunting, but it's like a very intense haunting.
So basically, it's generally centered around an adolescent teen girl.
Poltergeists are?
Yes.
Poltergeist?
A teenage girl.
Why is that?
Going through puberty.
Why do demons do that too? Demons are like, they do that too.
No, but it's a poltergeist creepy. Isn't an independent entity.
Oh.
Poltergeist
doesn't work for the devil.
Is energy that is created by.
So it's like an independent evil contractor. Doesn't work with the devil, but they know each other.
No.
No? Okay, sorry.
A poltergeist is. So. A human, normally a living person, normally a teenage girl going through puberty.
Okay, you keep saying that.
Some sort of emotional
I mean, all right.
turmoil.
Okay.
Will have random bouts of psychokinetic powers.
Like, basically. Oh, kind of like Jean Grey in X-Men, Dark Phoenix, where she's like all of a sudden like, I'm fucking crazy.
Yeah, and her hormones and energy is so out of whack that she can project things physically, and nine times out of ten, they don't even know they're doing it.
Wait, I thought a poltergeist was when, like, the ghosties just start getting really, like, intense with your shit, and, you're in a suburban home, and Coach Hayden Fox is there. Poltergeist is a great movie. Go watch that.
No,
and Coach, check that out.
That's just an intelligent haunting.
Mm. Good point.
And it says that it will peak early. The activity will peak early.
Oh, Mr. Incredible. Sorry. For those of you who aren't familiar with Coach Hayden Fox, Mr. Incredible. I know. It has nothing to do with what you're saying. Keep going.
So it will peak early and then it'll fade away slowly. It will eventually go away. This phenomenon.
So it's
will
not
eventually stop.
A poltergeist isn't a ghost?
No.
But I thought it was. I thought it was a ghost that's like a mischievous ghost that like fucks with your cupboards.
No.
And throws your shit around. And it's like, hey, dick, what are you doing? And like, you'll go up the stairs and they'll try and shove you. It's like, what? It's like a bully. It's like a high school bully. That's what I heard. I heard a poltergeist is like a high school bully. And because that's what I dealt with in high school. They'd shove me around. They'd yell at me when I didn't hear them. I'd be like, fuck you guys.
So, yeah, think of it. And it's not just, it's more common around females because they have more intense hormones than males do going through puberty. But so imagine that then, being so angry and confused already because your body's changing.
Yeah.
And then on top of everything else, on top of generally poltergeist situations.
Oh, my God, Carrie, that's what it is.
Are based on someone going through something really traumatic. So imagine all the normal teenage things and then dealing with something super traumatic and not knowing how to deal with it, and then suddenly shit starts flying around your room.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds horrifying.
And
if I was in high school and I'm like, man, fucking school sucks, parents suck, girlfriend sucks, I hate everything. And then all of a sudden, like, everything starts floating around in my room, and then my nose starts to bleed. I'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd just run out of the room crying. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be a mess. So, like, you're right. Like, but here's the thing. When you hear poltergeist, you think it's a mischief. Like, and you've often heard, like, you see, like, TV shows will say this, documentaries online or even on TV. They'll all say the same thing. Poltergeists are mischievous ghosts that are, like, little troublemakers, mischief makers that, like, they might be potentially dangerous. But this is saying, it's claiming that the original term for poltergeist is when, I guess, an adolescent teenage chick is going through that puberty thing, and it's not going well, and she gets Dark Phoenix powers and turns into Carrie and starts, like, you know, massacring the prom. This sounds horrible, but
it's funny you say that. I mean, not really. I wouldn't say funny, but
no, it's not.
It can be manifest in furniture moving, lights being turned on and off, and even go as far as fires randomly
so
starting.
So just to get this clarified here and clear, there are no ghosts involved in a poltergeist.
No, and I think the reason that there's confusion is because of the movie.
Yeah, the movie kind of fucked
it
up.
Now, when people, scientists who have been studying this phenomenon for a long time know what a poltergeist is and what a poltergeist is not.
Yeah.
When you have the sort of activity that you do when there's like a trickster ghost or someone really mischievous, now for someone who doesn't understand the paranormal, it's easier to say poltergeist because they know what that means to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, wow. So the idea of a poltergeist being a haunting, it's not so much a haunting as it is a psychokinetic energy thing, where it's like Dark Phoenix stuff, where it's like, yeah, there might be, it's energy, but it's not necessarily paranormal. It's paranormal, but it's more emotionally driven. It's not like, it's spiritual, but it's not dead ghost manipulating someone from, it's not like she's possessed by a ghost, but that is something that can happen. Okay, and does that lead us to a demonic haunting?
Yes.
Kind of? Like, because a ghost isn't a demon, necessarily.
No.
But they can possess people.
Demons, it's funny you say that, because I learned reading this, demons can also possess ghosts.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Demons are dicks, man. So a demon can not only possess a human, an animal, but now they can possess fucking ghosts. So if, like, let's say you're a human, you had a shitty life and died in a tragic way, you're now haunting a shitty area, and everyone hates you and they're scared of you, and then a demon comes along and possesses you. That's the worst fucking thing I can think of. Demons are assholes. Sorry, carry on. Of course they are. Well, they work for the devil. Why wouldn't they be?
So
never mind. Wow, what a dick move.
Demons come from the Greek word, I want to say it's pronounced daimon. It's D-A-I-M-O-N.
Man,
which means
daimon.
Which means divine or semi-divine power that determines a person's fate.
Huh. Matt Damon.
Demonic hauntings will often start very subtle. They're very convincing. They can project themselves in any form that they want, which is why often they will present themselves as a child.
So this would be like, this is like in military terms, like DEFCON. This would be like the highest DEFCON you can get. This would be like red alert. This is the worst out of all the ghosties we're talking about. The demonic ones are like that. That's the cancer of the ghost world. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's like, you don't want that. Like, you get a demon haunting, you're going to need like young priest, old priest, holy water, you, the whole thing, man. Like it's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going through food poisoning. It's like it takes like if like almost a week sometimes to get out of your mm-hmm. system, and like you're just like constantly in and oh, I've been through enough food poisoning where I feel like I could relate to possessions. Carry on. Oh God. Crab cakes. Always check.
They can inflict crab mental cakes. And emotional torture on people.
Oh God, this sounds like ex-girlfriends
like
too.
They can make people sick too. They can make you physically ill. They often appear as black masses in corners or doorways, mm-hmm. Even though they can present themselves as any shape. Yeah, basically you don't mess with, just don't do it.
Why
don't
would
mess
you?
With demons.
No,
just don't do it.
That's scary shit, man. Like, cause like, that's like, those are like the evil ninjas of like, those are the creepy, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that would imply that. So, okay. So a ghost can possess people. Is that something that can happen?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a term for that, or is that just one of the tricks a ghost
can
do?
Demonic possession.
So it is, so even if it's a ghost that isn't, let's say, necessary evil, let's say it's a good ghost and it possesses someone to do a good deed. Would it still be demonic possession?
No, it would just be possession.
So there's malevolent possession and then passive possession? Like, let's say somebody died and they're like, I want to experience this again. I want to experience love again. I want to experience, like excitement again. So it's like, I'm a ghost, but I'll just jump in this person while they're doing this thing and experience it from their point of view.
But that still does kind of make them, it's still not a good deed. I think
it's invasion of privacy.
That
it's a huge violation, but ghosts don't operate on that.
Ghosts that know that they're dead, I think if they were good people in life, they're still good people in death, so they know what they know what the limits are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, ask first, you know, it's like, hey, look, like that's an interesting idea. Like, let's say there's this, like, you know, lady who's being like, like this dude's tracking her down, and she gets scared, and all of a sudden this ghost of like an ex-marine just is like hanging out, happens to be there, sees her, mm-hmm. possesses her, and then fucking like jujitsu's the fuck out of the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool as fuck. Like, I would love that. Like, that's a movie. Ghost marine. Marine ghost. I'm dead and I'm still going in. Fuck you.
So that
that's
leads to our
cool.
next one.
I'm going to write that. We got a new show, Ghost Marine.
Which is probably the most vague of all of them, and that is Shadow People.
Shadow People.
Which are...
Shadow People. Sorry. I'll stop. That's creepy.
They're super unknown. There's tons of variations when it comes to how people see them, what shape they appear in.
This is the most ambiguous one, isn't it?
What they do, yes.
Shadow People, and it's like... Then their name even sounds ambiguous, because they're just really just random.
Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, you literally, like, that shape that passes in the corner of your eye, like, that's a shadow person. Sometimes you'll see them right in front of you.
Shadow people everywhere.
And a quote that I found, basically, while the origin and the existence of shadow people as their own group of paranormal entities isn't questioned, the nature of their being is.
Oh.
People still don't understand where they came from, what they are, why they're here.
They could be ghosties who are in a different flux of existence than, like, your average ghostie.
I mean, maybe.
Or they could be, I mean, demons. They could be...
Yeah, they could be a lot of things.
I mean, like, that's the thing. No one, like, they know that they've, like, people know that they've seen, like, enough people can agree that they've seen this sort of, like, this shadow person thing out of the, you know, peripheral vision is mm-hmm. where you usually see them from. And a lot of the times, and this is where the skepticism part comes in, the brain has a tendency to sort of fill in the gaps when it only gets part of the information.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do that a big time with sound. Sound is the biggest thing. So let's say you're only hearing part. Like they've done this experiment where they played a song and they removed, like, certain moments from the song, but they played in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
And then people, over time, when they heard that song and they were still, like, missing bits of it, like you realize that song, the quality of the song diminished over time, and you realize that it had only one thing, like, only one main instrument still playing while the other ones were all, like, hacked up, like, as far as... And your brain was filling in those gaps and basically... because the brain is so good
so
at
they
sort
still
of
still heard it as an entire
exactly
song.
Your brain just heard it as the full complete song, and you're because your brain filled those gaps in, kind of like Dino DNA in Jurassic Park, where it's like,
see,
we're just filling the gaps with reptilian DNA, and boom's your daddy. What? Not a term. It got dinos, got ghost dinosaurs.
Oh Lord.
Ghost T-Rex.
That'd be awful.
Can't be stopped.
Ghost Velociraptor.
Goes through the walls, bites you in your sleep.
Okay, the last one is by far my favorite. And also the biggest. So this is the most broken down description. And also the only one that I actually picked an example of, because there's going to be a different bit in the future where we talk more specifically about specific hauntings.
Oh, shit.
But this one needed an example.
Okay.
Elementals.
Yeah, okay. Talk about vague. Shadow people are vague, but elementals, they're specifically vague. And I don't know how else to put that.
Yes,
they're specifically vague for a reason.
Because the nature of them is very, very specific, but all the different versions of there's so many versions and origins. So
it's like Captain Planet. Like, they got the different rings. Like, I'm fire and I'm heart. It's a heart. What do you do? I love. It's okay. How are you going to fight them with love? I love them to death. All right, dude. Sorry, carry on. I just all over the place with Captain Planet. You know they're making a Captain Planet movie, by the way? Sorry, derailing here. They're going to do it. They're doing it for real.
That's funny.
They're making Captain Planet, and they're going to do it seriously. Like, they're putting, like, I'm just blown away by that.
That's funny.
Thoughts before we move on the Captain Planet movie?
Hesitantly excited.
I mean, it sounds like if it's half as...
I want it to be campy like Shazam, though.
Yeah.
Because it's Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Okay, can we get back on track?
Yeah, back to it. Sorry. Power of heart.
So, elementals. Believed to have mostly Celtic origin, but also Greek and Mesopotamian origins.
Hmm.
They're nature spirits known to be control a particular element.
Mesopotamia.
So,
I know that game.
They are also known... the more specific types of elementals as djinn.
Oh, yeah.
Fairies.
Djinn. Yeah, djinn. Sort of like fairies. These are the more trickstery kinds.
Elves, gnomes, and nymphs.
Yes. Yeah, these are the elementals. So they're almost paranormal. They're almost like ghosties. They can still possess things. Not possess, but they hang out and do stuff.
They're known to be tricky, and also some elementals can be very, very dangerous.
Why are they tricky? Do they ever explain why, like, the elementals get, like, all, like mischievous? Like, do they just, is it fun for them? Like, they get off? Is it weird like that?
Because, generally, elementals have been attached to occult and alchemy studies.
Oh.
In 16th century Europe. So, they're summoned.
Oh. So, they're just kind of like.
They're summoned through occult works.
They're like dicks. They're just like, they're just paid, they're hired assholes. Like, you hire them to go do a job and just fuck with people. Oh, gaslighting fuckers.
And this leads into an example that I have of what is believed to be a fire elemental in Lepp Castle in Ireland.
Cool. Dope already.
There are, like I said, this is very, very brief.
Fire elemental in a castle in Ireland? I'm down.
There was a woman who believed to have studied the occult, and she... it's believed that she ended up summoning this thing.
Oh, shit.
After she did some sort of ritual, something.
Yeah.
They found an oubliette in the castle.
Oh, you can't get out of that.
Well, they found it, and clearly you can't get out of it because they also found over 150 bodies.
So she was just killing people and throwing them in the oubliette, or leaving them in there to die, or...
or the...
we need to explain an oubliette.
The elemental did.
An oubliette is...
it's a dungeon.
It's a pit that you fall into, and it's so deep, and you basically can't get out. And the idea is that the only way you can get out is with a rope ladder. So, like, the entrance... there's only one entrance, and it's like a small doorway that's at the very top of a very deep pit. And generally, you put... people in there. It's like sometimes it's just torture, mainly just to psychological torture. You can throw them food and water, but the idea is that they're in this nasty hole and they're with their own filth, and that they're just sort of slowly festering and dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really fucked up method of not only torture, imprisonment, but execution. It's just Like, don't even get me started on the iron ox. The fucking mm-hmm. iron ox. That thing, Jesus fucking Christ. So, yeah, oubliettes are bad news. So if she if she had an oubliette and she just happened to have 150 skeletons just hanging out in there, like, hey, by the way, I got, throw them in the oubliette.
The castle had an oubliette.
Castles do, though, right?
What I'm assuming, even though, like I said, I kind of... There was a lot of information to take in, and I just took some really brief notes. I'm assuming that she was working as an alchemist in the castle, because at that time it was really common.
Alchemy for the, explain alchemy. I'm still on the fence about it. I know it's like chemicals. It's like chemicals and incantations, right? So like you use metals and like gold and silver, you use crystals and you use like all these different sort of like it's chemicals mixed with it's like science mixed with magic.
Alchemy. It's like metaphysics. It's basically what alchemy is in its most basic form is the early pharmacist.
Yeah, it was sort of like the early witch,
like a
more sophisticated witch doctor, like had like a little bit more knowledge, like had been passed down. Like Merlin would almost be an alchemist to a degree. Like he's a full-blown wizard, but you look at him, he's kind, he's more of like alchemy-minded. He mixes, like, he can, like, draw gold from things, you know, so that's kind of where you're at with alchemy. So this lady was an alchemist, and so she practiced sort of, like, scientific magic.
But also a cult.
A cult, yeah.
So, yeah, they found over 150 bodies shortly after the castle began experiencing sightings and stuff of this elemental creature who was described as humanoid.
Okay, so bipedal, like two arms, two legs, head.
Yes, but about the size of a sheep, so not very tall.
Huh.
A black void where its eyes should be decomposing.
Whoa.
Like this awful thing. Partially covered in fur, I think.
That sounds horrifying.
Also, you knew it was near or you were about to have an experience with it because you smelled sulfur.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like this
so
thing.
So rotten eggs.
So she created this, she made this thing?
She summoned it. She summoned it.
Where the fuck did she summon it from?
Elementals are old.
Where do they come from?
The earth.
Yeah, but like, how do you call them up? Like,
I don't know. You really want to find that out?
No, I'm just like, where do they find these books on this shit? Like, this is like, oh yeah, by the way, there's this story about this lady who summoned an elemental. It's like, okay, well, what book did she use to summon it? What elemental? What sort of, like, world is this? Like, is this Lord of the
Rings? Necronomicon. Don't you know how this works?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I know the Necronomicon from Evil Dead, where it's like, Clatu Verata Nectu, but that's from a science fiction movie.
I know.
Called The Day the Earth Stood. It's all very conflated.
So, some other experiences that people have had, including heart racing, nausea, chills, fever, and
upset stomach, diarrhea,
and static energy. So, like, all of their hair will stand up and they'll feel like a tingling, staticky sensation.
Oh, man, this
it's
thing's
really
like
the
a...
sulfur smell and the static energy that makes me feel like it's a fire elemental. They never explicitly state that, but I feel like I'm not wrong, right? Those are characteristics of a fire element.
I'd say so. I mean, like, if the definition is that, then, I mean, that's what it is. So, yeah.
So, yeah, that was just one very specific. I think it's probably the... And I could be wrong. It's probably the most documented elemental.
What is the fire one?
Castle.
Really?
The castle. I would imagine.
No way. Seriously? Wait. So like, there's been some reports, but the one that's like the most
consistent
is this one.
The 16th century.
So wait, so that's a very specific thing. So basically, what you're telling me is that we've been discussing a lot of these things. Now, ghosts have been reported. Poltergeists are a different thing. Mm-hmm. We're learning that. Like, poltergeists are not what we think they are. They're a completely different thing. Look the fuck out. But not only are there things called elementals, they're very vague. They're specific, but they're vague.
Yeah.
But yet enough people have reported this one elemental creature over time.
Since the 16th century,
that there's a lot of weird consistencies with it.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. That's like a haunting. It's a very specific type of haunting.
I mean, they have experiences documented from the person who summoned it herself.
What if it was just an alien that crash landed on the planet and it's like, oh shit. It's like, I'm stuck.
I mean, maybe.
And they don't have anything. It's the 1600s. They're fucked. I'm fucked. So then it's like, I'm just going to fuck with people and eat them because I'm on a planet and I'm stuck here. That's all I could think. It's like a Doctor Who thing to me where it's like, oh, it's probably just an alien that's trapped on the planet, I'm sure. Or it's probably just an extra-dimensional being that's stuck and we need to get it dislodged. Like, I don't... But in reality, it's probably just energies that are mixed up. But this is a very curious one.
Yeah. Because
why is it so specific about this one thing?
Well, I think it's just
why does everyone agree about it? Do you think it's just the same bullshit story they've been telling over time?
I don't think so. I think this thing is legit, and I wouldn't want to be alone in a room with it.
No, God, no. But I would love to see, like, if there's any cameras that they've hidden, or if there's any shows that went there to try and track it down.
Oddly enough, something that piqued my curiosity in this case in the first place was Ghost Hunters did an episode there.
Interesting.
I love Castle,
and,
yeah.
Well, it's Ghost Hunters, and they never really turn up anything. What did they find? Did they smell something?
They had some crazy experiences with this thing. They smelled things. I'm pretty sure people had their hair pulled. They got scratched. They got touched. They had this overwhelming feeling of dread.
So why did this lady summon evil. Why did this fucking crazy chick summon this fucking bullshit elemental?
That's one of the theories. Like, that's the most consistent theory that they have. And the one with the most evidence.
To protect her stuff?
I don't know. They also think that it could have been sent by an enemy that they had a conflict with at the time. Like I said,
man.
I just picked out kind of the most important points, not some of the smaller details. So in our next segment, when we talk about specific hauntings,
absolutely.
We can go much further into
detail. Yeah, because now we're on the basics here. And next segment, next week, we're obviously going to go into more specific hauntings and take the information we've gathered from the basics. Be like, okay, so what the fuck is this? And it's like, okay, this one is not a poltergeist, because apparently that's not what you think it is. It's like Carrie. Poltergeists are more like Carrie than they are like anything else.
Yeah.
Really, it's just like weird psychokinetic energy that gets all mixed up.
Yeah.
But what if we, okay, so I guess what we've basically understood, okay, poltergeists are Carrie from the movie Carrie. What else have we figured out? That elementals are not only a randomly specific, they're almost like Pokemon.
They're rude little suckers.
They're kind of like Pokemon of the paranormal world. Like they're ancient and they've been around forever. You can summon them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what? Like fire elemental. I choose you. And it's a fire elemental. Like even Pokemon have water Pokemon, fire Pokemon.
So isn't it more like an airbender?
So it's kind of, oh man, I'm not as familiar with air. I don't airbender. I'm sorry. What's it? What? I know there's different bendings.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's...
You can bend different things.
Elements. There's fire bending, air bending, earth bending.
They have Beckham.
And air bending.
Can you do that one? Is that possible?
Oh,
Beckham
stop.
Bending? Is that possible?
Can bend
you...
it like
waka,
Beckham.
Waka, waka. Oh, we got to do it with the jokes. Oh, the dumb jokes. All right. So, okay, basically, so I'll tell you what I've learned from this. And,
okay.
Because I've learned a lot. I mean, like, a lot of the stuff I already basically knew, but the biggest revelation to me was finding out that there was not only a specific, obviously the poltergeist thing, but the elemental thing, it's such a specific one.
Yeah.
And for it to be so consistent and for everyone to agree to a lot of the same things, and anyone who's gone there has sort of all kind of agreed that there's this weird phenomenon happening where they're experiencing this static electricity, hair being pulled, scratches. What
the
else?
Smell of sulfur
smell
is the biggest
sulfur.
Giveaway.
And they're like, why would it smell like sulfur there? There's no reason for it to ever smell like sulfur in that part of the country, in that world. In that part of the world, like in that castle, there, why would sulfur be there? Why would there be sulfur deposits there?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't. That's not how it works in that area. So it's a very fascinating thing. I'm very curious about that.
I think that's why I'm the most fascinated by it, because elementals are so.
Like, I thought we were going to talk more about ghosties, like actual like spooky ghosties, but I'm so hung up on this bizarre Pokemon elemental thing, this fire elemental.
Yeah.
Huh.
We'll get into it more.
Obviously.
Oh, you better believe when we're done with this, we're watching that episode
of
Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, obviously. we're totally going to have to, because I'm just so enthralled by it. I can't stop. So backing it up, intelligent. So, yeah, I mean, just I guess we could do a quick review for everyone on the basics.
Well, you reviewing me.
Okay, so we've got intelligent haunting.
Usually human, and they respond to you when you try to communicate with them.
Okay. Residual haunting.
Energy, mostly, will not respond to you, just like a tape recorder on repeat.
Oh, yeah, like reruns and whatever. It's not really intelligent, it is. And then Poltergeist, which is Carrie, the movie Carrie.
Yeah, pissed off teenager.
Yeah, who's
going through some shit.
Dark Phoenix mind powers. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then, moving along, we've got...
Demonic haunting.
We've got demonic haunting.
Yep.
And this is the worst.
By far. Yeah.
This is what you think it is.
They can, yeah, this is exactly what you think it is. These, if they get enough power, they can kill you.
It's bad, bad news, and you, yeah, you're not going to end up in a good place.
No.
Shadow people. This one is like, look, we all have kind of experienced this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure what it is, but if it is a thing, we're calling it shadow people.
Yep.
Because you've seen them in your peripherals. You've seen them in corners. You look, mm-hmm, and they're gone, and you're like, oh, I didn't see anything. Like, wait, it's there? Nope, no, nothing there. And you get creeped out, and you don't know why. Shadow people, that's what we're calling them. We, yep, don't know anything else about them. Could be demons.
Mm-hmm.
Could be angels.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting, right? That'd be a nice twist. Like, they're actually good. They're not bad. Like, that'd be great if that were the case.
Yeah, angels are actually part of the jinn according to Arab culture.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yes. So then we've got, and then that brings us to jinn, which is elementals.
Elementals,
another name,
yep,
for elementals and jinn, same thing. And this one is like Pokemon of paranormal world. They,
yeah,
they're like demons, but they're not. They're not evil by nature. They're ancient spiritual beings that,
yeah,
like, have you seen Hellboy, the first one with Ron Perlman?
Mm-hmm.
Del Toro directed it. There's a, yeah, scene where they summon a god, and they, mm-hmm, call it a god. It's basically an elemental, and the elemental is like a tree god. It's like an elemental. Mm-hmm. Its power would be tree,
so earth.
Earth, and it grew plants and it grew foliage. And in that movie Hellboy, that's basically, it's kind of like an elemental, basically, mm-hmm, like, you know, more or less. They called it an ancient god. They would be worshipped, I'm sure, if they were around, mm-hmm, if they were a thing. But that's if you subscribe to it. But you could easily subscribe to this channel. Hey. And you could easily subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's just a button. You push it and you make it happen. It's crazy. You just push it.
And share with your friends.
Yeah. Family.
Share with your friends.
Tell grandma and she'll love it, I'm sure. She'll be very happy, and the holidays are coming up, so hey,
yeah,
you know, just spread
Merry
awesome.
Merry Christmas!
The joy of awesome is free this year. God,
oh,
we're not
boy.
Even on Halloween yet, and
nope,
it's, we're already talking
Sorry,
jingle
Christmas.
Balls. Let's get back to it. So then we got, that's the elementals, and then we've got basically different, we got a grocery list, and then we've got an island that is an example of the elementals. And this is like a curious case,
an
indeed.
Island? Ireland. I put an S in there.
Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Ireland.
Ireland. Ireland. Ireland is an, it's kind of the same thing. Lepp Castle.
Lepp Castle in Ireland.
We've got a very interesting situation with an,
yeah,
elemental there that we may explore more next week. So, yeah.
Yes.
I guess out of all of these, that I've given my thoughts on what surprised me the most and what I was most fascinated by. I guess, what are your final thoughts moving forward?
Well, I guess I know quite a bit about all of these, but honestly, I think this is going to sound really messed up, but I think my favorite
is
a demonic haunting, just because they're so elusive, and it seems like there's no limit to what they can do.
Yeah, that's kind of, it almost seems like it's, I mean, it almost seems like it's an impossible scenario.
Yeah.
When you're in that, and it's that's sad, you know, because,
mm-hmm,
another thing, like, as sad as that is, like, because, you know, you can't tell if it's happening and if it's real,
mm-hmm,
and if it's not real,
mm-hmm,
and that's the whole point. They're trying to throw you off and trying to, you know, and that's, God, that's not even the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's just demons. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I shouldn't be. They should be. Whoever they are, who are they? Shadow people. Shadow people. That should be a show. Shadow people.
That shouldn't be a show. Shadow
yes, it
people
should.
Are terrifying.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like tracking them down.
Oh boy.
Get the shadow people. Collect them all. Collect all the shadow people. Different shapes of shadows. I'm trying to think ahead, everybody. We need a show for shadow people. It's going to be a good concept. Give it a shot. But the saddest thing I think about all of this is that it's all based upon memories of people that have died, and it's sort of tragic.
Yeah.
And the one that's more the most tragic side of that is are the ghosties that don't know they're ghosties.
Yeah.
That really bums me out. The ones who, mm-hmm, haunt stuff, but they're not aware of it. And they're just sort, mm-hmm, of walking around in this sort of weird, miserable pattern. It's, oh, you poor bastards, you know, like, that's just like, ugh. And you don't even realize it. You're just shuffling around, just stuck in between worlds. Like,
mm-hmm,
and you don't even know it. Oh, fuck that. Get Haley Joel Osment in, man. We got to send you to the other side. You know?
We need to help some people out.
He sees dead people. He'll help you. We need to bring him back. You know, I've always felt that they should do a sequel to The Sixth Sense where Haley Joel Osment's older and he starts to see a kid ghost.
I could agree with that. So where the roles are reversed.
Right, right. Kind of. Like in like my sequel to The Sixth Sense would be The Seventh Sense. No, sorry. Oh, no. It's terrible already. And Haley Joel Osment is now a grown-up grief counselor.
Yeah.
Get it? Yeah, right? Yeah. Pretty on the nose, but motherfucker is a grief counselor because people die and they want to, you know, like get like closure on their loved ones. So he has the loved ones basically sit there, no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically gets all that closure and
communicates
and
them,
that's his
yeah.
way of sort of carrying on. And then one day, like, a kid ghost shows up. But let's say it's tricking him.
Oh, no.
And it's a fucking demon!
Oh,
what?
No.
Haley Joel Osment, Sixth Sense versus the demon, The Seventh Sense.
Oh, boy.
Damien from the
Stop.
That's not Latin. Latin is way more sophisticated. Or is it? It's the first language.
Wait, did they use La Fortuna in
I believe
in,
so.
In the Omen?
I believe it. Yeah, right? If not, they should. It's epic. It works for that. It's just sad to think that they would just be so miserable. And you would want a Haley Joel Osment type to kind of help them get by. Because you'd hate to see yourself or anyone you love fall into that.
Yeah, and that also, it's interesting that earlier you asked me, like, do we know how to combat these things? And this is going to sound really dorky because a lot of these shows are fake, but there are a couple based on my personal experiences and my knowledge of things that I buy. Take that how you will. But there's one called The Dead Files, and there's a psychic medium on it. And at the end of the show, when she's explaining like what sort of paranormal activity you have, she tells them what they need to do to get rid of it.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's helpful. I hate the ones who, the ghost hunters, say, yeah, you're fucking haunted. Later,
yeah. And
bitch. Like, what? Aren't you gonna help me? No, we just detect that shit and let you know, and then we're out. Like, do you know anyone who can help? Later, like we're off to the next place. We're badass. We find ghosts. It's that's kind of shitty. You should help. You should like bring a priest with you just in case. Be like, hey, we found something. Don't worry, we have a priest on standby. Kind of like how you have a paramedic on standby when you do like shit like Jackass stuff on TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just kind of have a medic stand on by. You just have a priest on standby in case you run across the fucking demon. Because what if you do? Mm-hmm. You can't stop that. I don't care who you are. You could be ghost. You could be Taps. Whoever Taps. Is it Taps? Is that what?
Yes, it's Taps.
You could be Taps with the caps. And you can't take on the ghosties. Just saying. Bring a priest. It's like bring a gun. Bring a priest.
Yeah, and so it varies based on severity and what they have to deal with. Like, she'll say, you need a psychic medium to communicate with these ghosts to get them to go away. You need a witch doctor. You need an exorcism.
Yeah, you need something.
You need a voodoo priestess. Like,
or a voodoo
anything.
Any voodoo
it could be
master.
Anything. A Reiki master.
You need
for,
a Jedi
you know,
master, a Sith Lord. I don't care, man. You get them all. Buddhist monk. Would they even like believe what was going on, or would they even care? Would they be like, you know, if you got a Buddhist monk, like, hey, could you commit your spiritual? Yeah, but I don't believe in this. But it's like, but it's happening. It's like, yeah, I don't care though. And then the ghost's like, shit, we don't have dominion over him. He honestly doesn't believe in us.
I don't.
That would be awesome. So the Buddhist monk would be like, the demons couldn't touch him.
Well, I wish
because he doesn't believe in their bullshit. He's like, I don't believe in that. Sorry. And the demon's like, fuck, we don't have dominion over him. What do we do? Shit, we're screwed. And the monk comes in, Tibetan monk, just fucks him up.
I wish they did do a follow-up of, like, seeing them, these people performing these rituals to make them go, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that's another
a whole other
thing.
Dippity-doo-dah.
Yeah.
And if you have if, like, you feel like you're being haunted or you feel like there's a ghosty around, most of the time we've found, with all this ghost shit, like paranormal stuff, that they're just... It's like having a roommate.
Contact
I hate saying it,
first.
But it's like having a roommate like that just doesn't eat anything or have mm-hmm. a, you know, really a room, but they're just kind of hanging around.
As long as they're not hurting you,
it's
okay
not a
to leave
like,
them
it's like,
there.
It's not a problem. It's like, yeah. You know what? I don't care. Like they don't even use the bathroom. They're just kind of hanging around, being a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even eating. They're mm-hmm. not even bothering me. I just kind of, it's like, oh, hey, sup? Like, mm-hmm. what are you doing? Being sad again. I'd want to talk to it. Like, you okay? You need someone to talk to, ghost? Like, I'm too considerate of the fucking ghost. After a while, I'd be like, hey, look, so about you staying here, look, we gotta talk about it. Ghosts. Shadow people.
Stop.
In the shadows.
Oh, boy.
And I think that's where we should end right there is the elusive shadow people.
All right.
It's just, because let's face it, we don't know what they are, right? Mm-hmm. And we don't know if they're real. We may think we know what these ghosties are and these demons are. We don't know if they're real. They're just as real and just as valid as the shadow people. It's all the same kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, as long as you are aware of your surroundings and you're trying to keep positive vibes, you if you believe in that stuff, maybe it won't affect you, I hope. Negatively. It may still affect you in a good way. And if it does, maybe hopefully be receptive because you can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
It's energy, and it's kind of like when you meet people in life. I don't know. This is how I would like think of it if I was viewing it as a real thing. Like you encounter different people in life. You kind of have to just learn how to adapt to their energy. Well, if you're going to be stuck dealing with dead people like ghosts hanging around, and eventually you're going to have to deal with that energy too. Well, you're going to have to learn how to adapt to that energy, I guess, and sort of normalizing dead people hanging around. That's fucked up. You know what? Never mind. Don't do that. You might be a crazy thing. Go talk to a counselor. Sort your life out. Okay, yeah, I don't see a problem with it. It's a good place to end. Sort your life out. Talk to get help. If you need it, get help.
For sure.
But also, look out. Your demon going to get you. I'm trying to find the most... I am finding the most awkward way to close her out. And I have succeeded again. Check out the YouTube channel. SimmerMike is the thing, all caps, like we're shouting at you from a phone book. Bizarre, but imagine if that was a thing that could happen. Was a thing. Words are hard sometimes. Also, we've got Twitter. We've got all the other stuff in the descriptions below. So click it, stick it, make it happen. And what else? Subscribe on anywhere you find podcasts.
Yeah, Spotify. Like, comment, subscribe.
No. iTunes, Spotify, all of it.
Stay spoopy and happy Halloween.
Yeah, enjoy the Halloween times. Thank you.
This has been Team Awesome Mink.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.